Stock, this is Rick trading on Kimberly Beverly. K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Kimberly. Beverly is D-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Beverly. Kimberly Beverly. Date of birth is 8/13/57. Date of visit is 1/2/23. This is a consult from Dr. Tina Fisher, and MD. Give me a copy for her, please. Next paragraph, dear Tina, T-I-N-A. Thank you for sending Kimberly Beverly for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next, history of present illness. Or can you also mention shortness of breath and abnormal PFTs? Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 65-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath for the past 6 months. As a prior diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis since more than 4 years. The patient has been followed by the rheumatologist on a regular basis, but she is on no specific therapy for rheumatoid arthritis. But due to her symptoms of shortness of breath, was sent for a chest CT without contrast, done on August, I'm sorry, on 8/5/22. The chest CT showed clear lung fields and no evidence of interstitial lung disease. And there was evidence of coronary artery calcifications. The patient states she has no cough, denies wheezing, she denies any chest pains, but has had left shoulder pain radiating into the arm, and has had dyspnea intermittently with exertion, but she does not exercise much. She has been previously evaluated by a pulmonologist. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of hysterectomy and arthroscopic knee surgery for knee swelling. She also has a history of hypertension and history of polyarthropathy and myalgia, as well as history of a thyroid nodule. Next, let's see. expired. Med list included enalapril 20 milligrams, BID, HCTZ 25 milligrams every other day. Next paragraph, family history, father died of a stroke, mother is alive and has history of arthritis. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, shows no urinary frequency. She has shortness of breath and no wheezing or significant cough. She has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. Denies chest pains or jaw pain or palpitations. No depression or anxiety. And she denies headaches, seizures or memory loss. No, and she has had some skin rash, but no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This, can you also mention allergies? No drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly female who is in no acute distress. There was no pallor rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema or clubbing. Skin turgor was good. Blood pressure was 150 over 90. Pulse is 75. Respirations 22. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 118. Saturation 99. HENT. Head norms phallic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat was clear. Ears no inflammation. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, and lung fields were essentially clear. Heart, the utterance were regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Dyspnea etiology undetermined. Number two is rule out interstitial lung disease. Number three, history of rheumatoid arthritis. And number four is airway reactivity. Next plan, patient was advised to get a CT chest with contrast. To rule out interstitial lung disease or pulmonary embolic disease. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusing capacity. She will also get an arterial blood gas study in a IgE level. She was given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs. PRN for shortness of breath. Can you please add in the history section habits? The patient never smoked. Patient does not drink any alcohol. She worked as a teacher. Please add that in the history section. Okay, finally in the plan, the patient's prior pulmonary evaluation will be requested, as well as her labs, which are not available as of today. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. copy for Tina Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, M-D, and to Carolina Otero, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-A, Otero, O-T-E-R-O, M-D. Thank you for the conversation. Let's talk to Susan.